This is the story of people who occupy the bottom rung of the American dream and how their battle to scrape by affects the rest of society. Not the unemployed, but the army of people who go to work, often more than one job, and are paid so little that they live paycheck to paycheck. Most troubling is that this population is on the rise, a trend that threatens to destabilize America. Yet the presence of poor people is a fact of life we can easily overlook until calamity strikes.
In the aftermath of Katrina, we have seen our fellow citizens uprooted from their homes, searching for loved ones and grieving for the dead. These scenes have touched our hearts and moved our whole nation to action.
When Hurricane Katrina slammed America's Gulf Coast in late August 2005, it was as if the nation watched a tragedy close up. But then the camera zoomed out to reveal an entire tableau of people living in squalor. The scenes were transmitted around the globe, where many editorials asked, how can the wealthiest country in history contain such poverty? It was a time when the gap between America's rich and poor had widened drastically, while full-time workers earning the minimum wage lived below the federal poverty line.
Is today a good news day for America's workers? Higher wages, better jobs, a new direction.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi in July 2007, celebrating the first minimum wage increase in a decade. Hourly income for the lowest paid workers would grow from $5.15 to $7.25, phasing in over 2 years. An estimated 13 million workers, or 10% of the labor force, would see increased paychecks. But these are the rock-bottom earners. When you add in people making up to just $9 an hour, still below the poverty line, we're looking at over 30 million Americans. They are known as the working poor.
These are workers, mostly adults, just like the rest of us, trying to raise their family.
Beth Shulman is author of The Betrayal of Work.
They're in jobs that all of us rely on. They are janitors and hotel workers. They're nursing home workers. They're child care workers. They're food processors. They're educational assistants. They're security guards. These people are doing everything. They're working incredibly hard and are very skilled at what they do.
Yet despite their toil, many of the working poor are broke. Frequently, they lack health insurance. If a child gets sick, if they lose their job, if a spouse leaves, it can swiftly spell a financial emergency. They sometimes choose between food and rent, or between medicine and heat. They are among the growing population, now up to about 25 million, who line up, often shamefaced, at food pantries and soup kitchens across America.
I mean, there's one out of every four workers that makes less than $9 an hour. So, I mean, and you're talking about far more children who are actually in whether it's poverty or low income. So you're talking about a third of families that are basically don't have enough to just be self-sustaining.